This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Got Malia right now. CJ should be joining us momentarily. CJ, you're not with us right now, are you? Having some connection issues with CJ. Malia, how are you doing this morning?
Doing really good. He's probably eating apple donuts or something fun like that.
What
his
a life.
Mouth's full.
What a life that guy lives. That is for sure. We'll be checking in with him momentarily. First off, of course, a couple of very important things to keep in mind as we talk with CJ and Malia this morning. The website for Klaus Financial, it's klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Just a fantastic website with great information about Klaus Financial, different ways they can help you. And of course, if you're an employer as well, help you with retirement planning when it comes to your employees. Again, just head on over to the website, klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And again, as we talked this morning, great opportunity. If you have retirement-related questions, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial are here to help you. You can give us a ring at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Of course, you call in toll-free 877-235-1310. One of the really cool things we do each and every week here on the show is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your opportunity to win a fantastic prize. This week, the folks from Klaus Financial didn't disappoint, a $25 gift card to Best Buy. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program. But before we get rolling on this week's show and this week's conversation about health costs, health care costs, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, get the question and the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks to all our listeners who called in last week. We had a really great show talking about college planning, so you can listen to that on one of our podcasts if you missed that. The question last week was, are contributions to a 529 plan tax deductible? Yes or no? And Kevin called in, Kevin of Madison, with a correct answer. No, they are not tax deductible, but you still need to add money to them so your grandkids or kids can go to college. So even if they're not tax deductible. So thanks for calling in and listen today and listen carefully.
You listen very carefully. And again, as Malia mentioned as well, you can listen to the previous show's podcast up at klausfinancial.com. Joined by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals. And as mentioned, we're going to talk about healthcare costs. And CJ is with us now. And CJ, I've got to ask, as we talk about the impact of healthcare costs on your retirement, how it may affect your overall retirement pool as well. What are some of the areas that folks need to keep in mind, things you need to be thinking about?
Yeah, this is a really important aspect of retirement planning. It's, as Malia will attest, it's probably where we spend most of our time planning for when somebody will retire. So if you retire without considering all your health insurance options, it can be a bit of a disaster. We could right now bring on the line probably 24 clients who have struggled through this process, some of which have struggled through it successfully and with understanding, others who are frustrated by the overwhelming cost. So before you just wake up one morning and say, I'm done and retire, which we want you to have the ability to do that, of course, but before you do that, you're going to want to make sure you understand your health insurance options. So there's this thing called COBRA, which I think it's another acronym. I think it stands for Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. It was passed a while ago, but it's this idea that when you retire from an employer that offered group health insurance, if you're not 65 at that time, then you have the option of taking up to 18 months of the group health insurance, but it is fully out of pocket. Now, you often hear people say, yes, but COBRA is expensive. Well, that's not necessarily true. It depends upon your employer's plan. Some COBRA plans are very expensive. Others aren't that expensive, and the benefits vary depending upon what type of a group plan you have through your employer. But it can be expensive, and so again, you want to hit the pause button. Do I want to take my employer's-based plan after I retire for 18 months if I'm under 65? Now, obviously, 65, we've talked a lot about this age. This is the most common age at which our clients choose to retire. And it makes sense, of course, because that's when Medicare kicks in. Again, Medicare is the government-subsidized health insurance, but even this can be fairly complex, and you still need to understand the Medicare arena. Now, do not confuse 65 with age 66 or 67. Okay, because remember that 66 or 67 is full retirement age for most Americans from Social Security. 65, on the other hand, is health insurance related. So that federal health insurance kicks in. And then, of course, what is Medicare? We call this the promised land in retirement planning. But Medicare has a few parts to it. There's Medicare Part E, which is Part A, which is hospital insurance. It covers inpatient hospital stays, care in skilled nursing facilities, and hospice care. Medicare Part B covers certain doctor services, outpatient care, medical supplies, and preventative services. And here's the key. Part B, if you're drawing Social Security, can be deducted from your Social Security benefit. Right now, for most Americans, it costs $144 per month. But if your income is too high, there's these things called IRMA limitations, income-related Medicare adjustment amounts, where your Medicare Part B costs can actually go up because your overall income is too high. So watch out for IRMA. And then, of course, many people will get a Part D, which is a prescription plan, or Part D is also commonly referred to as RX plans. And finally, for the gap, because Part A and Part B don't cover quite everything, so typically people will get what's called like a gap insurance known as a Medicare supplement, and those can cost anywhere from, call it, $100 to $300 or $400 a month, depending upon your age, how long you've had it, and different factors like that.
Really important stuff there.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I was just going to mention to folks, of course, the website, KLOSFinancial.com. That's KLOSFinancial.com. Telephone number 442-5637 for KLOS Financial. And if you have a question right now for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Malia, CJ mentioned COBRA. Folks have a lot of questions about COBRA, and I think the one thing that you hear a lot is it's very expensive. It can be expensive. What do people need to know there?
Yeah, and CJ did a good job explaining that. And I guess the first thing I want to point out about it is if you happen to work for a larger company, usually they would have to have, generally speaking, 20 employees or more, where they would most likely be required to offer temporary continuation of their group health coverage. If that is an option, that's important for you to know. We have had people show up here, tell us they retired last week. Okay. And they didn't look into any of this. And that's really scary for us because obviously we all know even if we're the healthiest we've ever been today, we don't know what next week's going to bring. We really need to solve and plan for where is that health insurance going to come from. Does your company offer a COBRA plan? Does your spouse, I had a client yesterday who the spouse works for a union and so when he retires, he can keep his insurance going for his spouse who's under 65, even when he retires at a very nominal cost. So I love hearing that because that gives a lot of options for people and their partners maybe to be able to retire sooner than they expected. If we can answer this healthcare question, where is it going to come from and how much is it going to cost? That is just so vital in the whole scheme of retirement planning. So even if the COBRA is expensive, you have to understand that employers may require you to pay the full cost of the coverage, plus maybe a 2% administrative charge on top of that. So people are like, oh my gosh, I mean, it only used to cost me $200 a month, and now it's going to cost me $600 or more than that per month. Well, there's a good reason perhaps for considering keeping the COBRA coverage at least maybe for the first year, because maybe you have a lot of doctors that you're comfortable with. Maybe your network supports that through your current coverage. And so we don't like to upset the apple cart too quickly sometimes, even if it's going to cost a little bit more. It's just very reassuring to know that that coverage stays consistent. Now, after the COBRA potentially could run out, because there is this timeline, it generally offers 18 months, and under certain circumstances can offer you up to 36 months of coverage, then you can look around and you can look at the potentially the Affordable Care Act. And we've talked about that a lot on this show. What we see is that the average cost is anywhere from $400 a month or more. If, in fact, you do qualify for a subsidy, obviously it can be less, but that's all determined by the amount of income you make. If you're talking about a couple retiring before age 65, it can easily be more than $800 per month without a subsidy. So we want to look at the whole picture for you, make sure that we've got the health insurance covered.
Such an important part of the conversation and the planning as well. Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. As a matter of fact, Joy joins us this morning. Joy, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
All right. Thank you. I'm working still. I'm 65. I'm under my employer's health insurance. I was wondering about signing up for a Medicare Part A, and also if I'm on a flex plan. I had heard someplace that when you're on Medicare, you can't have a flex plan. Is that correct?
Good question, Joy. Malia, go ahead. You can answer this one.
Yeah, I don't have the answer to that.
Okay.
I don't know for sure. And that's what we want to be able to only give you answers that we're positive on when it comes to this. This is we utilize consultants that will let us kind of have an inside view, unless CJ has a quick answer on that.
No, Joy, really great question. So my understanding is that when you turn 65, you still need to kind of notify Medicare what your plans are if you're going to stay on your employer plan. And I think it does often have you signing up for Part A, but then you just leave everything else alone at that time. But they call them qualifying events. So once you do eventually retire and you say, okay, let's say that's when you're 67, now I want to jump off of my employer plan fully onto Medicare, that is considered a qualifying event, and you don't need to wait for an open enrollment. You can jump onto Medicare right at that time. But as it relates to the flex plan, as Malia just said, I am not certain on how that works. We would have to refer you to a specialist who could answer that.
And one of the really cool things, and Joy, great question this morning. One of the really cool things, too, at Kloss Financial, and something we've discussed in great detail in some of the previous programs you can check out at KlossFinancial.com, is kind of that quarterback position and working as part of a team and assembling that team and having different folks that cover and specialize in specific areas, is that's really important. Isn't it, CJ?
It is. So we call it narrow and deep, right? So you want your specialist to be narrow in their field. As a matter of fact, think no further than hospital systems right now, right? There's a lot of specialists, although you still need somebody coordinating that care within the medical field. And so in our language, we would call this, you need a financial advisor who is quarterbacking your financial team. Now, that doesn't mean the quarterback plays every position or even knows every position, but they're involved in every position. So that's what we do, is we know a lot about a lot of these elements, but we're not going to get deep and narrow into every single one of them, and that's when we would refer out to a specialist.
Really good stuff. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions right now, we'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number for the office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you conversation and appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Telephone number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, talking this morning about the importance of, when it comes to planning for retirement, thinking about health insurance and health care costs. It's a big thing. And we talked in the last segment a bit about COBRA. What about things for folks who are figuring kind of the numbers and kind of crunching those kind of things about what are we going to pay out of pocket when it comes to health care costs? What should people be thinking about? What are some of the estimates out there?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we like to give, on this show, we like to give good estimates, averages, you know, a ballpark figure. So again, each person's situation is going to be completely different from the next. But we like for planning purposes, for people to have really an understanding of how big that nugget may have to be. So we went to the resource of HealthView Services. They're the nation's leading producer of healthcare cost projection software. And they quoted that a couple, the average couple that retired in 2019 here in the United States, they retired at age 65, they will need in the proximity of about $390,000 to cover health care and medical costs in retirement. So don't shut off the show just because you heard this big number. But what's interesting about this is keep in mind this includes your Part B, the doctor coverage that CJ mentioned, and the Part D prescription coverage you're going to be paying for of Medicare. You're also going to have your deductibles. You're going to have cost sharing requirements across the board. That also we have to look at, people are getting hearing aids and dental care, and those things are not covered by Medicare. And that's always a big surprise for people when they find out how much of that comes up after we're retired. So this is a huge number to plan for. And, you know, we'll talk about some ideas with regards to health savings accounts and things that you might be able to do now in order to help prepare you for that future where you're going to be drawing money out to pay for some of those things. Another thing to keep in mind is that the healthier you are, believe it or not, the more money you're likely to spend over your lifetime due to your increased life expectancy. So yes, as a healthy person, you will spend less out of pocket on a yearly basis, but obviously if you have additional years of retirement, which is what we all hope for, there's going to be a little more expenses. So we just like you to have that ballpark figure. We're very serious about planning across all areas for retirement, and health insurance, healthcare is definitely one of them.
Really important stuff this morning. Don't forget, if you missed part of today's show or you want to go back and listen to any of the previous show's podcasts, also you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, all online at Kloss Financial's website, a great one, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, we'll do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We'll also talk a little bit more about getting a little bit more into that ballpark number, what you need to know there. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professional, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And in that last segment, we heard the number $390,000 for a couple. I've got to assume that's quite variable depending on individual circumstances and those type of things.
Yeah, of course. This is a ballpark figure. You've heard us talk about what we call rules of thumb on this show, which there's a lot of rules of thumb in our industry, but people who don't have a plan rely on rules of thumb. So let me repeat that. People who don't have a plan rely on rules of thumb. I wouldn't suggest you don't have a plan. So I would specifically address your health, your needs, your situation, and your risk tolerance. A good example of this, that $390,000 also includes some costs related to long-term care at the end of life. And ultimately, some people decide to insure against that risk, others do not. So big rule of thumb there, I would suggest all of you end up building a plan for your situation in particular. Let me just also mention, before we talk about some other kind of ways to address health insurance, you heard us talk about Medicare Part A, B, and D. And if you're paying attention, you go, hey, what happened to C? And actually, C is in there. So it goes Part A, Part B, Part D. Those are part of what's called staying on traditional Medicare with a Medicare supplement added to it. But you can go what's called off traditional Medicare onto C, which is known as a Medicare Advantage plan. Advantage plans can have lower premiums and actually have more bells and whistles to them. It can cover hearing and vision and dental and prescriptions and whatnot. But with that, you have more deductibles and copays. So think of it as like in the private insurance world where you have a high deductible plan. The good news is you pay less in premium, but you have more deductible. Well, similarly, that's what Medicare Advantage would be in the Medicare world. So there you go. There's a freebie at the end of this.
Really?
But, Go ahead, Sean.
I say really, really interesting stuff. And of course, if you missed any part of today's program, you can always check it out, KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Speaking of that telephone number, you want to hold on to it because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer to this week's Kloss Quiz Question Week, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How much will the average retiring couple at age 65 spend on health care during their lifetime? Is it $200,000 or almost $400,000? Telephone number 442-5637, 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Best Buy. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, that telephone number 442-5637 and the website KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. CJ, Malia, always great hanging out. You guys have a beautiful day.
Thanks.
Take care, my friends. And Dr. Nicole Hemkes comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC. A registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.